About 30 Chinese marked the International Human Rights Anniversary Wednesday with a small protest demanding redress from the government for human rights violations. They demonstrated in front of China's Foreign Ministry building in Beijing. They chose the location because they believe the Foreign Ministry is taking the lead role in formulating China's Human Rights Action Plan. After about an hour of demonstrations that included crying, shouting, and kneeling down on the ground, police herded protesters onto a bus and whisked them away. This small-scale action comes at the same time a diverse group of Chinese issued an open letter calling for legal reforms, democracy, and greater human rights protection in China. The document has been dubbed the 08 Charter and has been distributed both domestically and internationally. Its signatories include writers, lawyers, journalists, retired Communist Party officials, workers, peasants, and businessmen. Even before the letter's release date, Chinese authorities on Monday detained two of the signers, Zhang Zhuhua and Liu Xiaobo. Zhang was released Tuesday. Liu is still in detention. Bob Dietz of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists is especially concerned with Liu, who is a former journalist.
There was this open letter, and I think that just pushes the limit too far. And plus, it was distributed internationally, and I think the government gets particularly angry at people who take these issues outside of China.
Human rights advocates believe Chinese government heavy-handedness with respect to issues like legal reform and democracy will become worse as the effects of the global financial crisis deepen in China. Sharon Hom is with the New York-based group Human Rights in China.
That's exacerbating the problems of labor, the environment, massive layoffs. So I think that's putting a lot of pressure, too, on the authorities because the unrest and the demonstrations are now rising.
And she says she expects the crackdown to continue into next year because of many sensitive and significant anniversaries. These include the 20th anniversary of the June 4th Tiananmen Square crackdown, the 50th anniversary of the Dalai Lama's flight into exile, and the 60th anniversary of the founding of modern China. China's official Xinhua news agency this week ran a lengthy article on the country's human rights situation. Wang Chen, the director of China's State Council Information Office, told Xinhua that China has seen great improvements in human rights in 30 years of social reform, but he acknowledged there are still many human rights problems, including social inequality and weakness in the country's political structure. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.